Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A 28-year-old murder suspect is being sought by Kansas City Police and the FBI in connection with a double homicide in October in which two people were found dead in a Santa Fe Hills neighborhood apartment. Kansas City Police on Wednesday evening said Glenn A. Pouyame Jr. faces two counts of first-degree murder and more for the killings of 35-year-old Chantel Gibson and 26-year-old Austin Scott. And the Association of Community College Trustees makes an announcement.
This week, Seward County Community College President Brad Bennett was appointed to serve on the Association of Community College Trustees Advisory Committee of Presidents. The advisory committee meets annually during the Community College National Legislative Summit. The committee was established to ensure that chief executives have a voice in recommending and evaluating educational programs offered by the Association of Community College Trustees. J.P. Bazette reporting.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Local radio continues to stand out among all audio platforms. Why? Because local radio broadcasters are one of you. Members of the community who see, care about, and understand what's going on in our hometowns. Local radio supports businesses and schools while also providing breaking news and weather, plus local events coverage and entertainment. Staying connected to our communities is at the heart of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on...
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Driving while impaired can be a deadly decision, and that's why the Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state want to remind all drivers to drive sober or get pulled over this holiday season. Enforcement on this law occurs all year long, but officers will be especially focused from December 16th to January 1st to remove impaired drivers from Kansas roads. Kansas Highway Patrol Lieutenant Candace Breeshears said as friends and families gather across our state, the Kansas Highway Patrol will be there to help keep you safe, and there will be extra patrols throughout the holidays. She asks everyone to please do their part to make sure everyone makes it to their destination safely by always celebrating responsibly and have a plan in place for a designated driver or utilize a rideshare service, and always buckle up and put the distractions away so you can focus on driving safely. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, there were 18 people killed and more than 700 injured from over 2,000 crashes during December 16, 2021 to January 1, 2022. And in addition, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reported that across the United States, one person was killed in an impaired driving crash every 45 minutes in 2020. Those caught driving impaired could face jail time, lose their driver's license and or vehicle, and pay up to $10,000 in attorney's fees, fines, higher insurance rates, and lost wages. There are safe alternatives to driving impaired. Designate a sober driver, use a ride service, call a taxi or a sober friend, or stay home if plans include drinking. Take the keys away and make a plan to get friends home safely, and contact local law enforcement if a suspected impaired driver is seen. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is funded by federal traffic safety funds administered by the Kansas Department of Transportation. And for more information on traveling safety this holiday season, you can visit ktsro.org. 2022 will mark the 31st anniversary of Worcester Reef Company donating Maine reefs to adorn the headstones of our nation's veterans at Arlington National Cemetery. In addition to reefs destined for Virginia, Worcester Reef will again donate 7 ceremonial reefs to over 1,200 state, national, and local cemeteries across the country. In response to the many voices who wanted to share in the project, the nonprofit Reefs Across America organization was formed to expand the program by offering supporters the opportunity to sponsor a reef. And their goal is to one day see every veteran's grave in the country covered to honor every veteran during the holidays. The annual Reefs Across America ceremony at the Kansas Veterans Cemetery at Waukini will be held this Saturday, December 17th at 11 a.m., and 7 ceremonial reefs will be placed to remember those who gave their lives in service of our country. And specially made reefs for Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, and POW MIAs will be placed as memorials during the ceremony. All of these specially made reefs are donated by Worcester Reef Company in Harrington, Maine, and their story can be seen and heard online at the Reefs Across America website at reefsacrossamerica.com. Family members will be given the opportunity following the ceremony to place a reef on their loved one's grave, and if family members are unable to attend, the American Legion riders and other volunteers will place the reefs on those graves. Gas bills might not be getting much better for Kansans, as Don Tripp with the Kansas Gas Service said they do anticipate that customers' bills will be higher in the coming months, because what they've seen is that the demand for natural gas has grown faster than production. The Kansas Corporation Commission sent out a consumer alert at the end of October, warning Kansans about the potential price increases due to natural gas supplies, and at the time, they said the bills could be as high as 33% more. The Kansas Corporation Commission's Justin Grady said gas supplies are down because the demand for exports of liquefied natural gas exports are up pretty significantly over the last year to 18 months. However, he said prices have rebounded since that initial alert. With wholesale prices coming down, the pass-through prices that they've seen utilities passing through to customers have also come down 15 to 20%, although he says people are still going to see higher bills. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on December 13th, the Norton City County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Andrew Black, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Verla Grish, the Administrative Coordinator. Present as a guest was Donna Lowry, the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and the November meeting minutes were approved by the board. The director, Mr. Goslin, recapped the results from the Norton County Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge that was held on December 7th. He reported that 79 students with 49 businesses participated, and Cooper Frack won the first place in the high school division and was also the overall winner, qualifying for a spot at the state competition in April. Details of the recruitment incentive program through Northwest Kansas Innovation Center were distributed to major employers in October. The office has received several inquiries about the program, but no applications so far. 6 applications were received for the administrative assistant position, with 3 interviews conducted. 1 applicant accepted another position before an interview was scheduled, and 2 applicants did not respond to Mr. Goslin's attempts to set up an interview. The hiring committee recommended one applicant, and after discussion, the board decided to table the hiring discussion and relist the position on a larger scale, highlighting the position benefits. The director reported that John Pinger will attend the January 10th meeting to give his legislative update, and he's coordinating with Pinger regarding the Norton County Legislative Day in Topeka on February 7th. The director is working with local businesses who want to attend and their agenda items for departmental meetings. An individual needing a small loan has met with the director regarding a business they plan to open in 2023. A discussion was held about the need and potential sources for microloans. And another business contacted the director about assistance in locating a building with a garage door for equipment moving in and out. The Norton Police Department contacted their office regarding a recruitment incentive for a new police officer, and a motion was made and approved to allocate $2,000 to be paid $1,000 at the time of hire and $1,000 after 1 year on the job. Finally, the director shared with the board the opportunity for a moderate income housing loan and grant that could be used for infrastructure. Then, with no further business to conduct, the meeting was adjourned at 6:30 p.m. Five people with ties to Northwest Kansas were honored recently as part of the Next Gen Under 30 program. Fort Hays State University graduates Katie Blackburn, the Janus Campaign Executive Director, and Kendall Goetzman with Dierks Law Firm, Mark Faber, the Fort Hays State University 2021-2022 Student Body President, Kylie Landreth of Paradise Roots Pharmacy of Plainville, and Lucas Goddard of the Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center in Norton. The program honorees had to be nominated for the program and were honored as part of the program at a Black Tie Awards dinner in Topeka. Blackburn was honored for her work in the nonprofit sector. Goetzman was honored under the law category. Faber was honored under the education category. Landreth was honored in the healthcare category. And Goddard was honored in the retail and e-commerce category. According to the program's website, the Next Gen Under 30 mission is to identify and honor talented young adults and to encourage them to follow their lifetime, family, and career goals in Kansas. Next Gen Under 30 recognizes and encourages the next generation of innovative, creative, and inspiring individuals who push the boundaries in various categories of endeavor. The award winners are selected based on their participation in and contribution to their communities, and a panel of respected businesses and civic leaders serve as judges. The Norton County Hospital wants to remind the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season. The Norton Medical Clinic and Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will be closed Monday, December 26th in observance of Christmas and Monday, January 2nd in observance of New Year's Day. Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Coombs Trucking is proud of the diligence and dedication the spirited Phillipsburg Panthers winter sports teams possess. Good luck, boys and girls, at the events this week from Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg. We haul all over, so give us a call at 785-543-2759. Nutrient Ag Solutions is thrilled to support the Hill City Ringnecks winter sports teams and wants to wish the talented and determined athletes best of luck at the upcoming games and events. From your friends and fans at Nutrient Ag Solutions in Hill City, your chemical seed and fertilizer supplier.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Ad hoc disaster aid as a farm safety net has always been unpredictable, unreliable, and slow in arriving. So, the American Farm Bureau says better risk management tools must be part of the 2023 Farm Bill. Insufficient and costly disaster relief has made up nearly 80% of the federal help to producers since 2018. So, American Farm Bureau's Emily Buckman says it's time to strengthen the safety nets in the next farm bill.
Ad hoc disaster assistance, it is unpredictable, and it's always more beneficial to have certainty, especially given all the factors that play into the farm economy, whether that's supply chain issues or inflation. Disaster assistance should be, we want something that's a little bit more predictable.
Farm Bureau recently asked congressional leaders for disaster aid for weather losses this year in the developing FY23 omnibus spending bill. That could pass next week after another temporary measure this week. But given all that's happened in the last few years,
we certainly believe that the 2023 Farm Bill presents an opportunity to enhance risk management tools that are actually sound and adaptable for our members' needs.
Buckman doesn't say, but logical choices could include enhancing crop insurance, better commodity program support levels, and increased conservation funding. All of it setting up a competition next Congress for dollars. All of it setting up a competition next Congress for dollars and votes between urban and rural interests and those seeking more spending and budget hawks. Leaders of state corn groups and the National Corn Growers Association called on President Biden to take additional steps to address the pending decree by Mexico that would block imports of biotech corn. A letter sent to the president Wednesday encouraged Biden to raise the issue during the upcoming trade talks and to file a dispute under the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement if Mexico doesn't act expeditiously to withdraw the decree. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. It'll be chilly in the Central Plains today through Saturday with below average daytime highs, but generally fair weather as high pressure from the northern Rockies moves in to take over the pattern. Cold air is being helped on its way here from circulation around that strong low up in the northern plains. A weak low-pressure area will move across Kansas today, so we may have some occasional cloud cover for parts of our state, but plenty of sunshine as well. After that, chilly high pressure will stay put for a while. On the map, heading into the afternoon, we have that big low-pressure system that came through our region on Tuesday. It's still up in the northern plains with a lot of snow and blizzard conditions. A secondary low is moving through the Carolinas, and we have that cold front that brought severe weather to the Gulf Coast yesterday. That'll bring severe thunderstorms to Florida today. Pretty calm in the central plains, but it will be breezy in the eastern counties especially, with wind out of the west at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusting to 30. Sunday to partly cloudy through the afternoon, will stay mostly in the 30s with a few low 40s in the far southern tier counties. Overnight, high pressure will edge in from the north. Breezy and cold will be in the teens and 20s. For Friday, it'll stay a little bit windy, mostly sunny skies, winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour as strong high pressure moves in from the northern Rockies. Pretty cold again on Saturday. Temperatures will get a little bit of a boost on Sunday, and things look fair. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 20s and low 30s with low to mid-teens overnight. We're in the mid-30s north central and tonight mid to upper teens. Mid-30s northeast with low 20s for the overnight hours. In the southwest counties, mid to upper 30s for today's high. We'll dip into the mid-teens overnight. Upper 30s south central and low to mid-20s for the overnight hours. Upper 30s and a few low 40s in the southeast, and tonight we're in the mid-20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
We all know clean fields lead to strong yields. That's why XtendFlex soybeans offer triple tolerance to dicamba, glyphosate, and glufosinate to control more weed species than any other soybean system, even tough weeds like water hemp, palmer amaranth, and mare's tail. Get the control, flexibility, and proven performance you need so you can focus on the business at hand instead of beating back weeds. Explore the Roundup Ready Xtend crop system at systemofchoice.com.
Claim based on approved EPA herbicide labels as of January 2021. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 0.25, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 40